Hi, welcome to the MRO Show, presented by Chadwell Supply. I'm your host, Rebecca Wagner, and I have with me here today some phenomenal people. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
I am Xavier Solomon. I reside here in Orlando, Florida, and I have the pleasure of working at Phoenix Orlando Apartments.
And I am Chris Wanzer, one of the territory sales managers with Chadwell Supply right here in Orlando.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
So what are some ways that Chadwell has helped overcome some challenges that you faced?
They've been here for me from the very beginning. I've had the pleasure of working with Chadwell at two different properties, most recently Phoenix, Orlando. Unfortunately, within our last few months, we've had a turnover in our maintenance supervisor position, and Chris has came to save our day. He's been working with me daily for our orders. He comes in and checks with us weekly to make sure that our orders and our shipments are being meted and delivered. And that relationship itself has helped me control our budget, and so that we're now meeting our fiscal needs there for the company as well.
Yeah, Xavier, they were in sort of a tricky spot there, transition period for a while. Their previous supervisor went on, and you know, it was probably about a month, you know, where you didn't without the supervisor role. And so Xavier and I were already close and we worked well together, but not in this aspect, because with the previous supervisor, he and I, you know, we would work direct. Now it became Xavier, you know, and myself working direct with each other and just, you know, learning kind of his pain points, you know, and just overcoming different things that were on his plate, and just making things a lot easier, and him getting familiar with me at the same time and how I do things, and just providing that extra level of service has been, I think, hopefully, you know, a key point for you.
Well said. Chris has picked up on my expectations seamlessly. We text each other as a heads up about what might be in the dugout for an order. We have an email sent out asking for a quote to make sure that the order meets our budgeted parameters. And then the approval is instantaneous and we get our products the next day. Chris will also check in to make sure that we receive those. It's been a beautiful relationship and it's continued to grow.
Thank you.
That's great. So you talked about turnover a little bit. I know we've had some maintenance turnover. How beneficial is it for you to have an expert in the field like Chris that knows your property, that knows your orders, as you're kind of going through learning and developing new staff and new employees?
Well, the benefit is that Chris is an expert. He's familiar with our products, our community's product history. So being a property manager now responsible for our maintenance orders, it's helpful to know that our representative is knowledgeable and the things that we need. He's also aware of what my budget meets. So he's looking for the products that are within our budget and that can be used or alternatives to what are frequently used. And that is appreciated. Other vendors might just give you what's available or what they're being told to sell. Chris helps me stay within my budget and gives me options there as far as my term products.
Yeah, I think it was maybe 3 weeks ago, we kind of sat down in your office and we, you know, you're kind of going over some of the stuff on your back end. And he opened up and really just showed me all of your numbers, basically. Like, look, Chris, here's where we need help. And that really opened my eyes to a great degree to knowing, you know, what just needed to be done. And I threw out some solutions with different brands of products, you know, same thing, same product, but a different brand that could, you know, cut costs for us and things like that. And you're starting to see, you know, notice that difference on your end. And so it helps when you have a property manager who is okay with opening up and almost being vulnerable in a sense to say, hey, here's where we're hurting budget wise. And then me, you know, kind of being just, you know, casual with you and saying, that's no problem. We have solutions. And let's talk this out. Let's make it work. And we've been able to do that so far. So I want to say thank you for that, for just being open. It helps me out. It helps me help you, you know, and that's something that I wish every, you know, property manager would be willing to do. And it really has. It's strengthened our relationship to a completely different level.
Transparency has helped our relationship be successful.
Yeah.
And that's what partnerships are all about. So that's great. That's really great feedback. Thank you. So when it comes to regular everyday MRO orders, you know, Chris is right there to kind of help guide you and lead you ways that might be outside of the box thinking. But what about larger turns? When you have your student turns, maybe year end, you're getting a whole new class coming in. Walk us through that.
Well, Chris has actually helped us with this hands-on in the past on both supplies and bulk items as far as our appliances and everything else in between. We had the opportunity of building a custom-built shed at our community specifically for bulk orders. One of our first opportunities to fill that shed up was through Chadwell and a bulk order of appliances. Chris was able to help us with a fine price there between what we were trying to grab and what we had available space for so that we could have an inventory on apartments that we would like to future plan for. As far as our general term order and items, I mean, he's given me tips and tricks that are successful keys and pieces to running your community smoothly. Everything from making sure that you're placing your order in advance to making sure that you have enough of the items in that order so that you don't have to reorder. Some of the things that we would consider hot points would be drip pans, your AC filters, things like that, blinds you want to have an abundance of, things that you might forget are batteries, wands. And so those are the things that he's helped me not forget. And it's part of that order history. It's part of the systems and planning that we put in place so that it is a seamless turn. The better off we can plan beforehand, the better off we are afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely. And he takes that initiative, right? He's on the game. He's been involved in, you know, student turns for how many years now? 12 years. So yeah, he has the experience with it. So he's not a newbie coming in here and just trying to figure things out as he goes. So again, I'm thankful to have a property manager that kind of knows, you know, the student turn realm. And that way it just makes the conversation, everything flow a lot easier. We get together, we prepare ahead of time. And that's the key. I think when you're prepared, you're not having to go back and have these urgent fire drills to get things done. And we can secure our product through our renovation team. I love working with our reno team for student turns, because we can take bulk orders like appliances, which are not easy things to move around, and not, you know,
not at
there
all.
Were, you know, several years ago, some supply issues with that, you know, due to certain things. And you just prepare for that. We work with our reno team. We let them know how to forecast what's coming, because Xavier and his property is preparing ahead of time. And we say, guys, this is what to look for. We start bringing in that inventory, and it's all set aside until he's ready to say, Chris, that storage shed, that facility, it's ready to go. We're ready to deliver, and we schedule it, and it's good to go. All the product all at once makes it seamless. It's a great thing.
Awesome. So Xavier, you know, you call Chris when you're in need of something, but Chris, how do you manage that communication through that turn process?
Yeah. So it's all starting early, right? So we already mentioned that. And then I'm really involved. So even though I knew in the back of my mind that, all right, I've sent things off to the reno team, you know, Xavier's kind of organizing on his end on when he wants things scheduled for delivery. And I'm just keeping track of everyone that's involved and in play. So I'll do, like he said before, I come weekly, we check in, just see how everything's going. And also with our side, our reno team, I just check in, making sure, hey, how are we doing on those supplies? Is everything in? What's missing? And whatever that information is, I give that, you know, to Xavier as well, saying, here's what we've got and here's what we're still waiting on, just so that in the back of my mind, you know, his mind, he's keeping track as well. So I'm all about communication, 100%, 150%.
We might over-communicate, but we definitely communicate. Texting is a frequent habit of ours. We'll confirm most of our orders and conversations via email. It's impressive how much Chris keeps up with at the velocity he receives it, but we haven't dropped the ball yet.
So Xavier, from your point of view, being the property manager, you're working on getting leases and move-ins, kind of building off of that communication. Is there ever a time it's too much, or are you thankful when he's able to come alongside you and be that reminder of, we've got your back?
It is always too much as the property manager to be over orders directly. But it is tremendously helpful when you have an organized representative like Chris. Honestly speaking, I think just the other day, I shot him over 3-4 different orders just in the same day. Not only did he have each order broken down and provided a quote to us, but we were still able to get all of them successfully confirmed and set up for delivery the next day. To know that he has that much time for me lets me know how much dedicated he is to our community and company. But it also is impressive because I know that I'm not his only client. And so that's admirable, the fact that he's able to serve us with that quality.
And thank you, man. You're making me feel great. you know, and as a property manager, I know that he'll get list of orders, items that are in maintenance lingo, you know, and, you know, he'll shoot that off. And I love the fact that you said you just rely on me because I can take that maintenance lingo. And if it says flap-a-majingy thing, I know what you're talking about, you know, and we make it work and everything. But if I do have something that I have, you know, there's a question on, you know, I reach out to him. Hey, man, I'm not exactly sure what was meant on this. And I'm not afraid to reach out and ask about that. I definitely don't want to send you anything that's that you didn't want.
We're picture guys. This picture's 1,000 words. So anything he's not too sure of, I'll send him a photo. He's like, yeah. That's it. I got it.
Yep. Absolutely.
So, Chris, you mentioned, you know, being able to be that one point of contact for Xavier, but talk about the support team you have behind you at Chadwell Supply. To kind of make this process look seamless.
Yeah. Can't say enough about it. I love the analogy of, you know, you have this big cargo ship that can carry a lot of product, right? And in some ways, that's what we are. We do, especially with student turns. And then you have a speedboat that can maneuver quickly and make decisions quickly and, you know, all that. I feel like Chadwell, as a company, we're right in the middle of that. We're like a super yacht, you know, to where we have the ability to carry all of this cargo, which we do for renovations and student turns and things like that. But at the same time, we're also able to make decisions very quickly. If something, you know, there's a fire that you know, gets rang out and we have to come up with a solution real fast to help out, you know, Xavier, his team, his customers, if there's an urgent need. Our company is so flexible and our team is so understanding to be able to make that happen. So I feel Xavier's urgency, right? And then our support team feels my urgency. And then everyone is on the same page. We, at the end of the day, we make sure that, you know, our customer, Xavier and his team at the Phoenix, that they're getting taken care of. That's the biggest thing, is that everyone sees the end goal, the end result, which is the customer, and everyone cares very deeply about that. And, you know, I've been in this, you know, not this business, but in business for quite a while with sales and things like that. And I've never had this level of support reaching out for different issues and just getting it taken care of on the spot and being able to do those big things like a cargo ship at the same time is pretty amazing.
Thank you so much for joining us today on the MRO show. I want to especially thank our guests, Xavier and Chris from Orlando. You guys have been phenomenal.
Thank you, Brad.
Thanks for having us. This was good.
If you enjoyed this podcast, you can hear more episodes at chadwellsupply.com/podcast or on your favorite podcast service.